Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, Your Future Is Now. It is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And today, we've got a very special show for you. I'm joined by my good friend and business partner, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don is also the co-founder of Speakers Pathway Coalition. And Dandy Don, we have a power-packed show for people that I think they can really sink their teeth into. What do you think?
Absolutely. And Jim and I, as the show, we're preparing for the show, we thought the timing was perfect to share with you what we've learned over the past year. It was about a year ago when we actually came up with this and solidified the concept of Speakers Pathway Coalition. And in fact, I think you were a year ago at my house, Jim, right? And we were out here. My dog, the Goose, was shepherding us, and we were really putting together the architecture for Speakers Pathway. So it went from nothing to something about a year ago.
You're exactly right, because we kept talking about it, and we were making phone calls, because I lived in Texas and Don lives in Colorado. And, we did Google Docs, and, we were just bouncing things back and forth. We both had an extreme passion for what we believed in. And as I told someone the other day, that Don and I, we could have taken one of two paths. We could have joined forces because we had access. We had just gotten access to thousands of event coordinators around the world, since we're world-trained speakers. And we could have, buttered our own bread, but we kept having a calling deep down inside in our gut that we wanted to provide something for the little person. And that just kept, gnawing at us. And then we got what I call a lucky break. Don had actually, in one of his rock climbing escapades, he had slipped, and he, freak accident, he got banged up against the side of the rock there, and he broke his foot. So Don is laid up. He's got a cast on his right leg from the knee down. And I'm on the phone, we're talking, and we both got fired up, didn't we? And we got the emotion, the passion just came alive. And all of a sudden, I just blurted out. What was it I blurted out, Don?
In memory, it wasn't, "Don, can I come to Colorado Springs?" It was, "Don, I'm coming to Colorado Springs." And sure enough, you hopped in your car, did the 900-mile trip. We spent what I thought, we both probably thought, was going to be at least a week, but in 3 days, we came up with a framework and how to solve the problem that we were seeing.
Absolutely, because when I got ready to leave to go up there, I left on a Saturday, and I drove Saturday and then Sunday, and then Monday morning on the 9th of July last year is when I went up there to your house and we started on this thing. My attitude was, I don't know how long it's going to take. Neither one of us knew. But I was going to stay in Colorado Springs until it was done, baby. I mean, we were talking about taking a bull by the horns. I mean, I just put my computer and everything in the car, and, I went up to Colorado Springs, and we were really both shocked how fast everything came together. And my point being, the reason why, as far as what I see, Don, and you may have something more to add to this, our passion was we had it so defined. We had the end result in mind, what we wanted to do, and I think that was the key. What do you think about that?
I think getting very clear on the problem, right, and just seeing the magnitude of the problem fueled that passion, right? That's kind of what it is. And, we could have continued to complain about the problem. We could have continued to watch the problem. We could have got other people to agree that there's a problem, but that doesn't do it, right? Instead, success rewards
action.
Getting in the car, driving the 900 miles, and really putting together something, taking some real action. And we spent 3 days solid working. We would work from early in the morning till when we were just tired enough, we had to call it a day, projecting ideas on the wall in my living room, right? And just kind of going mm-hmm. through about what we were trying to accomplish and the kind of ideas, taking action.
You're exactly right, because both of us, we had the same common goals in mind. We saw the same things. And I think a lot of it comes from our background. You know, me being a retired master sergeant in the United States Army, being able to see problems and do on-the-spot corrections that I had to do and taking care of soldiers all those years, and also being an owner of a manufacturing business, you know, being accountable, responsible, and being proactive rather than reactive is always a positive thing. And your background, you know, it's kind of like what Napoleon Hill said, sometimes the long arm of destiny will reach over and pick up a little guy like me and line me up with someone like you, and we both just, you know, we make a heck of a team. And it wasn't by our design at all. We were kind of like thrown together, the way I look at it. Because every yeah. time we got together, I mean, it was the first time we got together. My gosh, it was embarrassing. I'm not going to bore the people with that. But we were doing an exercise. I'll just share a little bit. And Don looked at me and he smiled. And maybe I had too many Cocoa Puffs that morning or something. I don't know. But I just started cracking up laughing. I couldn't help it. Everybody else who was participating in the exercise were sitting there staring at the person across from them like they were attending a funeral. And I'm over there laughing my head off like I'm a drunk hyena or something.
And I couldn't understand why. I'm like, I'm just sitting there like just my regular look on my face, right? And here's Jim. You know, you could not – your face was so red, I thought you were going to pass out. You were just laughing so hard.
Well, I just couldn't help it. And then during the break, I think they took a break because of me. Give me a chance to come back up and maybe get my brain screwed on straight. And Don and I were visiting, and we found out, we shared some information. He found out I was a Vietnam veteran. I served in Vietnam in 1969 and 1970. I tell people, when I turned 21 years of age, it was in August of 1969. I had a PRC 25 on my back and I was on patrol. And so my 21st birthday did not happen. Nothing like what I thought it might happen when I was 15 or 16 or 17, you know. But when he found out about that, he shared with me his dad was a prisoner of war during World War II. And that just really hit me hard. And my point being, after we started to do the exercise again, I kid you not, Dandy Don got up. He was doing all these gyrations, trying to crack me up, and I was just solid stone-faced. I mean, I'm not kidding you, folks. He was doing everything from the boogaloo to the Watusi.
I just couldn't make it happen. I just couldn't make it happen, no matter how hard I tried. And, yeah. and you know, just 10 minutes before, just like sitting there grinning, yeah, it was having him in a conniption. So really an incredible, incredible turn. And I agree, Jim. I think that was a bonding moment where we, you know, that solidified our friendship forever, yep. regardless of whatever we did in the future. I think you and I would remain friends forever.
Absolutely. Because at that point in time, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we're sharing this with you is because of the fact that at that point, us being friends for life was good enough. That's all we really needed. And we did not realize that we were going to be put together for a higher calling. And my point being in sharing that with you, make no mistake about it. The people you come in contact with, the people that you treasure in your heart, the people who are great friends, you might have been selected to work with that person for a great cause, to be a blessing to others. And that's your why. And that's what you should be looking for. We were talking about it a couple of times earlier today. Everybody counts dollars and everybody counts pounds, but no one counts, you know, the minutes and the hours and the seconds we spend with those we care about. And when you care about your fellow man, you want to help others, you know, through their hour of need. That's what it's all about. That's why me and Don are so committed.
And so if you're listening to this and you're thinking, huh, you know, there's something that really bothers me. There's a problem that I see. Then, you know, I would encourage you to take some action. You know, really, if you're that passionate about that problem, and you know, when Jim and I decided to create Speaker's Pathway, we had no idea like how long it was going to take, whether it was going to win, lose, or draw. You know, how much it was going to cost. You know, what we were going to have to do to make it a success. We knew none of that, right? But you know what? When you care about something enough that you don't care if you fail at it, that should be a good indication of something that you're passionate about, something you'll do regardless of whether you're assured winning, losing, or drawing.
I really like what you said there because it's really amazing. You got to excuse my dog, Gary. He saw the squirrel out there in the yard. I got to put him up during break time here. We get ready to take a commercial break. But my point being, I really like what you said there about, you know, if you're just so passionate about it, you don't care if someone laughs at you or if you fail or whatever. That's what it takes, because too many times we see people who are willing to exchange labor or effort for dollars. And that's an employee mindset. To be a true entrepreneur, you got to be willing to put it on the line. And after the break, I'm going to share a little story with you about Joe Gibbs and Dale Earnhardt Jr., because money is not everything. We got about 30 seconds left. Any final thoughts before we go to commercial break, Don?
No, just, you know, so if you're sitting out there listening to this thinking there is something I'm passionate about, be sure to stay tuned because we're going to share more great information.
Absolutely, because we will inspire you to be the real you. That's what it's about. That's the bottom line. And, you know, when I'd share with you when we come back, the story about Dale Earnhardt and Joe Gibbs, I think you'll find it interesting. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Walked into a room on a mission to get something and totally forgot what you went in there for? I do it all the time, which makes me feel like a total sieve head, as the Brits would say. Some might blame it on old age, but a recent study reported in the Quarterly Journal of Experimental Psychology suggests the simple act of passing through a doorway causes memory lapses. It appears the brain regards a doorway as an event boundary and effectively files away whatever you were thinking about as soon as you step through. What's a word for the feeling your thoughts are being stolen? Neucleptia. So, what's the solution? Try carrying an object that reminds you of the task. For example, if you go into another room to get a pair of scissors, carry the object you want to cut. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Hey And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. I'm joined with Mr. Dandy Don McGrath of Colorado Springs, Colorado. And Dandy Don, before the break, I was going to share a little bit of information about Joe Gibbs and Dale Earnhardt Jr. And the story of this is going to revolve around when someone is not ready. They're not ready. When Dale Earnhardt Jr. announced he was leaving his dad's company, DEI, in NASCAR back in 2007, Joe Gibbs tried his best to sign him with his race team. He took him up to Washington, D.C., because Dale is a huge Redskin fan, introduced him to Dan Snyder, and they made a big spill up with it. So it's on YouTube, and they hand him this piece of paper, and he gave it to his sister, Kelly, and he says, go off to yourself and look at the paper and talk about it and come back. And Dale Jr. says, what's on the paper? And she told him it was millions of dollars. And it freaked him out. Now, what's important about that is that he was a star. He was a NASCAR star. He was one of the most popular drivers, had been, I think, running for 15 years total. But he was Dale Earnhardt Jr. He was the son of Dale Earnhardt. And they wanted him over there, and they were willing to pay him millions of dollars. And the problem was, he had just there at DEI, his dad and Teresa just said, this is what we're going to pay you. He had never been in any kind of contract negotiation. And when he saw that those big numbers there, it freaked him out. My point in sharing that with you is the fact that a lot of times people cannot picture themselves being successful. They have a little bitty mind. And you would think someone like Dale Earnhardt Jr. would just jump at the chance. Since he's a famous race car driver, most popular driver, he's got a name. He's successful on the track. Somebody wants to give me millions of dollars to drive their car. You think he'd jump at it. But he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready mentally. And that could be your holdback. You may not be able to visualize that you're worth that much to someone else. And I'm not talking about money here. I'm just using this story as an example, because money is something we can relate to. Because Don, you and I both, we've run into people that they want to do something, but it's all want. They don't have a why. They don't have a reason. They cannot visualize the end result, can they?
Yeah, and if you don't understand your why, believe me, there will be hard times. There will be setbacks. There are times when you have to spend more money than you have. There will be times when you don't have the time and you're overwhelmed and you need to do some things that are really, really difficult. There's going to be challenges. You know, without a strong why, you know what happens? You give up. That's what happens when there's not a strong why. Your why is what keeps you going through those times that are those setbacks, that are those disappointments. Mm-hmm. Look at anybody who's accomplished anything great who had to work through, you know, incredible odds. You know, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. All these people, they had setbacks. They had lots of them. But you know what? They had a really, really big why, something that made them push through regardless of how hard it got. They were willing to fail. In some cases, they were willing to die, you know, in order to achieve what they wanted to achieve. So it's really your why that's the fuel that keeps you going when the times get tough.
You're exactly right, because that's what gives you a strong anchor when the winds of adversity blow. And that's what you need, regardless of what your dream is or what your calling is. You've got to have the end result in mind, and then you prepare your pathway for that end result. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what Don and I did when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. We knew we didn't know everything. We knew we needed some subject matter experts, because whether a person is a speaker, or if a person is an author, or if a person is an online marketer, or if a person wants to be a, you know, start a cause, you know, they want to create a nonprofit cause. All of these people need some same basic marketing tools. And speakers, they don't have a, most of them don't have a clue about how to drive traffic to funnels, they just didn't have that knowledge. Don and I didn't either. And Don, what did we do about that? How did we address that?
We went and found people who did. You know, you and I might not be the smartest bulbs in the chandelier, but we knew that much, that we knew some things. We know we're experts in certain things. But when we looked at what we wanted to provide and the problem that we wanted to solve, we knew that we couldn't do it alone. So we recruited some of the people who we had come across in our journey, people we know that had seen the same problem. So we didn't have to sell them on seeing the problem. We knew that they knew that the problem existed and that they had the skills and also the heart to be able to join us in this journey.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're sitting there in Don's house, and he's got his projector up on the wall. He's got his computer, and everything he's entering in the computer is projected on the wall. He said, "What do you think about this?" And I said, "Oh, I love that." And I said, "Oh, Don, what do you think about this?" And he's typing in, "Oh, I like that too." That's how powerful it was in that environment. But then we had to come down and take that first step. And the very first fear that we faced, that we had to conquer, was that these other people that we made a list of, will they see what we see? Who should we call? The very first person we call was Koji Somadi. Koji is an expert in videos. We have known him for a couple of years or so. And we said, well, we'll start with Koji, because Koji's a nice guy and he won't beat us up too much, right?
I mean, this was fresh off the press, right? I mean, this was like, this idea was still getting dry in the computer.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Don, you know, I'm telling everybody the truth. We were sitting there and we thought, I think one of us, I don't remember which one of us made the comment, well, what if you and I are the only two that think this is a good idea? You see, that's a natural fear that we had to address and see if our why was not strong enough and we didn't have the end result clear in our minds. Guess what we might have done? We might have procrastinated and put it off to the next day. Well, let's think about it. We'll call them tomorrow. And okay, you know, but we didn't do that, did we, Don?
No. I mean, I got to say, had you been sitting next to me on the couch, we might not have made that first call, right? And I think that's a really important overarching lesson for people listening to this is don't go it alone. No. I learned an important lesson when I first graduated from college. I had been a runner all through high school and all through college. And when I got out of college and I started working at General Electric as an engineer, I still was running. I was running races and trying to compete on the GE corporate team. And I found it really hard. Like, I felt like I was training harder than ever and running slower. And I had access to better nutrition. I had access to better gyms. I had more money. I had more resources than I ever had before. But you know what I was missing? I was missing a team. I didn't have a team. I didn't have someone who was going to show up every day and that kept me accountable to show up every day. And so I learned an important lesson that back then. It was, if there's something I need to do, something I really want to do, don't go it alone. Surround yourself with a team.
You're exactly right. And Don and I were sitting there and we're debating. And one of us, I don't remember which one, but anyway, what was said was that, well, all Koji can do is tell us no or hang up on him or whatever. And we called him on a speakerphone. And he knew us, obviously, and we told him what we were wanting to do. And he says, guys, I'm in. I'm in 200%. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how do you think that made me and Don feel at that point in time? How would you feel if you call someone that you trusted, someone that was a subject matter expert, and you shared your goal and your dream and what your vision was, and that you got the words, wow, I'm in? Or if they said, wow, that's a great idea, I'm proud of you, how would that make you feel? That's exactly the same way Don and I felt. And that gave us the courage to call the second person that we really didn't know if that person would even talk to us about this.
It gave us a little bit of courage, but we thought, well, you know, Koji likes us. You know, maybe he's just being kind or something, right? So the next person on our list was Bill, right? Bill Heinrich. And Bill, you know, we had met Bill over the past couple of years, and he's a highly, highly respected, unbelievable at what he does. And so I know, Jim, we were having some conversations like, is Bill too big for us, right?
Yes. we kind of felt that, well, we'd love to get his opinion on it, and we're willing to stick our neck out to get it chopped off. And but we really thought at this point in time that Bill was too big for us, or he was too high level, because he's a high level business coach. He coaches people all around the world. Some of the people he rubs shoulders with are celebrities. And we're thinking, well, what do we have to lose? You see, if you have nothing to lose, at least go for it.
It's again, back to the point, if you're passionate about something, you don't care if you fail. You need to get that feedback. You're right. You're willing to, like Jim says, we're ready to get our heads chopped off to do this.
Yeah, because we had to know. And Bill would be such an asset to the team, because here again, we knew what our why was. We knew what the end result was we wanted. And Bill would fit in there beautiful as far as bringing his high-level business coach and his ability to teach people to live from the heart and not from their heads, and focus on giving rather than receiving. And his message it'd be so inspirational and so solidified. It would have helped so many people, and he's done exactly that. So we called Bill. And how did that phone call go, Dundee? You remember?
Bill had a couple questions for us. What is this? What is this? He asked about three questions. He says, "Yeah, I'm interested." Right? But Jim and I both looked at each other like, "Holy mackerel, what just happened?" Mm-hmm. So, and then the other calls kind of went similarly, right? And before we knew it, we had surrounded ourselves with an unbelievable team.
Yes. And we're going to share a little bit more about our team members and how we progressed and all that. And hopefully, ladies and gentlemen, you're taking some notes about this. And I really hope that we have said something to inspire you to say, hey, what do I have to lose? I'm going to try this dream of mine. I'm going to know what my why is. I'm going to define it. And we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you so much.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Got a lead foot? According to state troopers, here's what not to do when you get pulled over. Don't be a lachrymous and start crying right away. It doesn't help. But if you're under 20, crying won't be held against you. Don't ask for a break. Don't yell or start any argy-bargy. And one trooper said, if they're going to flirt with me to get out of a ticket, it would probably insult my intelligence. But unfortunately, I don't get hit on all that often. So flirting or being a gill flirt won't work. Did you know that 15% of all drivers get 76% of all traffic tickets? And the odds of winning if you challenge a traffic ticket in court are 1 in 3. So what should you do when you get pulled over for speeding? Be courteous to the officer, and most of all, be honest.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
And welcome back to the show. Your Future is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And I'm joined by my good friend and business partner, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, I tell you, we're just really reminiscing, having a good time today, aren't we, sir?
Absolutely. It's fun thinking back. That seems like a longer time ago, but really it's been just a year. And that's what strikes me is the amount that we've learned and the amount of progress that we've seen our members make in just this 1 year. So I'm just honored to be a piece of it.
Absolutely. And I want to share this. The third person we call was a lady by the name of Gigi Ames. And ladies and gentlemen, when Dawn and I got her on the phone, we set up a time to call her, and she was living in Iowa in at her son's place, and all she had to her name was a suitcase of clothes, of very few clothes. She was living out of a suitcase, and the reason why is because when the volcano there in Hawaii last year, I think it was in May or June, when it erupted, one of her homes was one of the homes that got destroyed, and they didn't have much time to get out. And so, you know, she lost her home in Hawaii. There is no volcano insurance available in Hawaii. They won't insure a home for damage from a volcano. That's just the way that the life is over there. So therefore, to rebuild her home, it was going to come directly out of her pocket. Out of her and her husband's pocket. And she's living in Iowa, and we called her and we told her a little bit about what we're doing and all that. And she had some questions, and she had a couple of things she had to get in order, but she was in with all of those problems. Now think about that for a moment. That's the kind of people that you want to surround yourself with, people who have a strong why, who have a strong vision that sees the end result. And that's why we wanted to bring Gigi on board with us. And, you know, Don, she's been such a blessing to us and our members, hasn't she?
Absolutely. She does a great job working with right now. She's teamed up with Tamara on our weekly coaching calls. And they just do so much to help people to build their tribe, because Gigi is an Instagram specialist. She's an influencer on Instagram. And so she knows how to build a following, as does Tamara. So they've done tremendous things in our coaching program to help our members figure out how to build their own tribes.
Mm-hmm. And Tamara Hunter, she's the lady that co-founded and started the Chemo Buddies for Life. Here's a young lady, Tamara Hunter, that she's one of our executive training directors. She had skin in the game for her cause because she suffered from cancer. And she understood how those words hit her like a ton of bricks when she says, the three words, you've got cancer. And that became her passion. She created Chemo Buddies for Life. And her passion was she didn't want anyone to have to walk that walk alone. I mean, sure, they got family and friends, but they needed someone that's been there in the trenches, someone that's been through chemo, someone that's faced cancer. And she created a great cause. And we invited her to become an executive training director, and she so eagerly accepted because she's all about giving. And that enables us to be able to attract and help someone that wants to become, you know, have a nonprofit or have a cause to make the world a better place. That's our calling in life. It's not about cars and houses and money and all those things. Sure, there's a lot of people think that's great, and it is great. You can't live without it. It's like oxygen. You got to have transportation. You got to have a roof over your head, and you need some money to pay the bills. But it's not your all in all. Your all in all is, you know, what you were placed here for. How can you be a blessing to others? How can you pay it forward? That's what it's about. And Tamara is one of our executive training directors. And as Don mentioned, her and Gigi work together on training. And me and Bill Heinrich, we team up at doing coaching calls once a week. And also we have Preston Martelli. He lives up in Canada. And Preston has really been a blessing to us. And he's done a great job in marketing and coaching and helping everyone, hasn't he, Don?
He absolutely has. Yeah, I like to call Preston Mr. Internet. He's Google certified. So he knows all. Every time I get on the phone, he's like, oh, did you know there's a Google tool for that? That's totally free. And so he is constantly sharing tips with people, helping them to do whatever it is they need to do. And he teams up with Sony Jackson on the coaching calls that they do every month. So we have coaching calls every single week, and each week is a team of our executive training directors. And so those two team up to help people with marketing.
Yeah, they really do. And Sony has that wonderful customer relation management tool that enables us, as well as any of our clients, to be able to communicate with their customers on the terms that their customers want to communicate with them. That's very, very critical. Because a lot of people, they just think about, well, just fill up their inbox or send them text messages or do this or do that, you know. But if you're not communicating, if you don't know your customer, they will not appreciate that. And that's one of the gifts that Sony brings to the party, because there's some people want to get an email maybe once a week, maybe twice a month. But you want to build yourself up to where you have a name, where if you send someone an email, they'll go, hey, I better open that because that's going to be something of value to me, or there might be something of value there to me, and not be just another email. Well, since you bought this, would you like to try this? You know, I mean, that just gets old. So Preston and Sony, they do a great job there. And of course, the seventh member that we have is Mr. Dustin Matthews. Him and Koji, they team up. But would you share a little bit about Dustin? We all know him and we all love him. We're so grateful. Again, this was a guy we thought that we may be way too small for him to even look at us twice.
Yeah. When I first met Dustin, actually, I was at an event in Phoenix. It was someone else's event, but Dustin spoke, and he was, at the time, he was a co-owner in a speaking academy that you and I both ended up taking some training from down the road. But I met him and I saw him, and we kind of remained in touch a little bit. And then when I went through some of that speaking academy, you know, I really got to see the brilliance that Dustin has in copywriting, in messaging, in speaking, in marketing. And he's just such a wealth of information on those topics that I am just so blessed that he has decided to join our team of executive training directors.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And when he was approached to, you know, say, hey, Dustin, you know, he knew a little bit about us. He knew me and Don, and said, we were just wondering if you would be interested in becoming an executive training director. Capital letters in response, 1 3-letter word, yes. And we were just so delighted. And the reason I share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, the reason Don and I are talking about this is because, you know, this is what we created from a dream 1 year ago, and we knew we couldn't do it alone. And we knew that everybody needs to have a home. They need to have a team online. I don't care if you're a speaker on stage. I don't care if you're an author. I don't care who you are. There are some tools that you need. And trust me on this, if you're just going to try to establish yourself on the internet and you're going to try to buy traffic and do this, that, and the other, you're going to run into a bunch of tool salesmen. Am I right, Don?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of people out there who tell you that, you got to use chatbots. It's the only thing that works now. Or you got to run Facebook ads. And here I've got the system. I've got the 7-figure workshop. I've got the 6-figure workshop. And they tend not to really offer you that, a solution that lasts.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that was very much preying on mine and Don's mind. And we set up Speakers Pathway Coalition. We have now about 30 courses in there, I think. I think I looked on Talent LMS, our training facility. It's available 24/7. I think we have 30 courses available for our members. And when a person comes in, if they're an author, we ask them questions, you know, pre-qualify them. What is it you want to do? What's your calling? I want to be an author. Okay, I want to be a speaker. Okay, Don, you laid out a great pathway for them so they don't get overwhelmed with information. And that was very, very critical. But the other thing that was very critical was the money. And would you be so kind as to share that with them?
Yeah, so one of the things that Jim and I saw, it was part of the problem that we saw, was that many people have the idea that they want to be a speaker, they want to have a book, they want to be, you know, share their message, and they get sold on some pretty high dollar training. And if you've ever done the research, you'll know that much of this training, speaker training in particular, but training to for online to develop an online business can be $2,000 to $4,000 a day. Mm-hmm. And so many of these people just getting started would end up putting this money, this investment, quote unquote, on a credit card because of the promise of a seven-figure workshop, right? Yeah, I'll float $20,000 on a credit card if I'm going to be at seven figures. Well, it turns out most of those things do deliver seven figures, Jim. What's the problem?
Well, the seven figures normally come up to seven zeros because what I saw, you know, like in my particular case, I had an individual who, you know, says you need to take this, you need to take that, da 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 da, so on and so forth. Okay, fine. Even though that person knew that I was an instructor in the military for 12 years, I had graduated in 3 instructor training courses. I'd been speaking on various stages from, you know, small 10, 12 people up to, you know, 100, 150, 200 people, something like that. A little over 200, actually. And I've been doing that since 2002. And after I went through all the courses and spent all that money, no effort in all in helping me get from the sidewalk to the stage. So that was part of the passion. And the other part of the passion was this really burned us. We knew there was a lot of people who could benefit from what we had to offer, but we had to make it affordable. Our initial price, and we're going to share this with you after we come back and break. We've only got about 20 seconds before commercial, but you can see that our why was to be able to provide value for others. We'll be right back right after this minute.
Your Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Recently, while my family was skiing in Colorado, we were greeted by a red fox that darted out of the trees. This beautiful animal with his big bushy tail just stood in the snow and stared right at us. Maybe he smelled all the lubberwort we had in our pockets. Lubberwort is another word for junk and snack food. Typically, a red fox eats scrub and woodland, but this one appeared to have had his share of hamburgers and hot dogs from the chalet grill. Foxes are similar to dogs, except they are not pack animals. The female fox, or vixen, typically gives birth to a litter of 2 to 12 pups. When they are young, they all live together as a family, known as a leash of foxes. Once grown, the young foxes leave the burrow and go out to live on their own.
It's Merging Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Yeah. And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. We're so glad that you're joining me and Dandy Don, and we're just so thankful that we've got this 1 year behind us. As I've mentioned before, we went to break about the money, because that's very, very important. A lot of people say, what's this going to cost me? Because we got, I don't know, $25,000, $28,000 worth of training there that's available. Plus, we actually put our people on stage. That's a prerequisite for us. If people come to us and want to be on stage, well, they got to be a member of Speakers Pathway Coalition at speakerspathway.com. Because that's fair. And because we're not a placement agency or anything like that. And so when Don and I were sitting around and talking about the price, our focus was we want to make it affordable for the little person, because we realize most people are living from what used to be called paycheck to paycheck, which is really direct deposit to direct deposit. And especially like a single mom, they cannot afford to fly to, you know, two or three states away and spend $2,000 a day for training and stay in some fancy dancy hotel. I mean, they can't afford that. So Don, in our passion, what did we decide to do there on the money end of it?
So we wanted to make it affordable, but you know, the ultimate affordability is zero, right? But the problem with zero is there's no skin in the game. Mm-hmm. And the problem is if you don't pay anything for something, you don't really value it. So we decided if somebody's really serious about investing in themselves, that for the cost of a cup of coffee at Starbucks a day, for $5 a day, is kind of what our benchmark was. If somebody has that much ability to invest that in themselves, those are the people that we want to attract. And so we set it at $150 a month. Just that's it. It's pretty simple.
Yeah, you're exactly right, because our target market is $250 for the entry level there. We broke it down to $150 introductory, and we're going to hold that for some time. And the good news of it is if someone does decide to join us, we have a safety net for them too. They join for $150 and for first month, and it's going to be locked in for life. It won't go up to $250 when the price changes. But if they're with us for about 2 or 3 weeks before the 30 days is up, and they says, well, you know, you guys are great, but this is not really a good fit for me, we cheerfully refund their money, because we did not want to have a reputation of overpromising, under-delivering, or just, you know, distracting someone into believing something that we had that we didn't have. We were very, very adamant about that. And we've had a couple, you know, people that ask for refunds, and that's fine. But the main thing of it is our nose is clean, and we were very, that's how much passion and focus and vision that we had when we created the Speakers Pathway Coalition. And we, like Don says, if it doesn't have any value to it, there's no skin in the game, it's got zero value. They will not value, you know, having all that training there. But if they're wanting to change their life, if they're willing to make a commitment, and if they cannot find $5 a day, then we can't help them. I'm not trying to be cruel. I'm just being straight up and blunt honest, you know. And, you know, Don, it's turned out to be a tremendous, tremendous blessing. We've got members that just think we can walk on water. And I don't know how that rumor got started. I know they weren't talking about me. But really, you know, Don can tell you about how members just brag on us. In fact, we're going to have some testimonies up there on our website, a few of them, you know, from a few of our members. But we're very, very fortunate to be in a position where people think that we're great. And, you know, Don, when someone hears those words, can you imagine them sitting there with their eyes closed and taking their idea and their dream and then having someone that they've touched in their lives and in their efforts to say, wow, thank you so much. You don't know how much you're training, and you've been a blessing to me. How do you think that'll make them feel?
Absolutely amazing to know that you took the things that you've learned. You know, we learn through our struggles. We learn through where we spend lots of time, thousands of hours, and we learn through our accomplishments. And so everyone has those. Everyone has that soup of struggles, spending time, and accomplishing something. And with the knowledge that you've gained in doing that, you have information. You have things that you've been able to learn how to do that you can show other people how to do. And when you can do that, and someone calls you up and they say, you know, you don't have to give me, I love when I get these messages. You don't have to call me back. I just wanted to tell you, you changed my life.
Mm. That's something money cannot buy.
Can't buy it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so that can be you. You have those things within you. It's just a matter of getting absolutely clear on what they are and being able to articulate those things so that you repel people who you can't help and you attract people you can help. It's really just that simple.
It really is. And one of the things, too, when we set up the Speakers Pathway Coalition, Don and I, we were very clear about this right out of the gate. As we bring people together and people get to know each other, you know, and they come to our events and whatever. And if two members, if they do a joint venture together, or if a member does a joint venture or does business with one of our executive training directors, guess how much money of that we get?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah. we're here to support our members, not just take, right?
Yeah. Because, looking back in my pathway of life, I can honestly say that all the emails and all the things that I've gotten from other people that just wanted me to buy more, I'll say, they never once came back after they found out that we started a Speakers Pathway Coalition and said the word congratulations. What does that say about them as an individual? That's pitiful. And see, my point in mentioning that, ladies and gentlemen, is that if you start a business or if you start a cause or whatever it is that's a passion in your heart and you're not focused on money, you're focused on the end result of blessing someone else and them saying thank you, imagine how that's going to make you feel. And you can do it. And you can do it a lot easier than me and Don did because we started from scratch. People nowadays, they can find a home on the internet. And how valuable is it to have a home, Don?
I mean, you got to have a place. You got to have a place where you can showcase what you do. You have to have a place where you can, you know, when someone finds out about you through whatever channel, what is one of the first things they're going to go do, Jim?
They're going to look you up on the internet.
They're going to look you up on the internet, right? And if you're on page 3 with, you know, maybe you sold some kind of a direct marketing product at one time and that's what shows up. And then maybe now you have a book and then you've got this other thing that you're going to confuse them. And when people are confused, it's like, I always like to make the analogy of the wall of yogurt. I walk into the grocery store and when I look at the wall of yogurt, more oftentimes than not, I walk out without yogurt. So you confuse them. They don't know what to do. So it is very important to have that platform, to have that place where you exist that's clear and uncluttered.
Yeah, and you imagine that, you know, you're getting coached by some of the greatest minds that we have found and people who are subject matter experts. You're getting that coaching every single week. If you've got a stumbling block, you can email them and they'll get right back to you. Or if you're attending a coaching call and they'll say, okay, well, you know, how's everybody doing? Do you have a problem out there? Shall we discuss it? And that hour goes by very, very quickly. Don, you've been on those calls and you've been on, helping people one-on-one. And it's really amazing how fast the time flies, because when you're really helping someone, you're focused on helping them. You're not focused on just giving them an answer, you know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And another thing that we do that once you kind of have wind in your sails that you can do too is you could create opportunities for people. There's one of our members who has a money program. And I was just thinking out on the walk with the dog the other day, how wouldn't it be great to offer some kind of a money education program for our members, which we don't currently have. And so I started thinking, well, you know, I had to get to with him and maybe we'll put together a webinar that we could offer to our members and that would be valuable to him. in his offering his own product. So creating opportunity. And when you have a team, there's limitless possibilities.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because when he's made that comment, I went like, wow, that's right. Because all the way through, you know, school and college and all the training I've been through, no one ever taught me how to balance a checkbook or how to become an entrepreneur or anything like that. They teach you theories and things of this nature, but they've never done it. We have subject matter experts that have actually done it, and they're willing to help you. And that's the value in that. When I owned a manufacturing business, I had very, very few resources that I could go to. I could talk to my salesman if I had a quality issue with a quality control or something like that, or if I had questions about the product. But as far as someone to counsel me and someone to help me, I mean, I was flying blind. I mean, that's the world of being an entrepreneur. When you're going business for yourself, it's the big three, me, myself, and I. And if you make good decisions, you know, you go forward. And, you know, like in every business situation, you're going to make some bad decisions, but don't beat yourself up. I made some bad decisions along the way, but you know what? I ended up being a preferred vendor with companies from Alcoa down to Waste Management. And I'm proud of that. Not puffed up pride, but I'm proud of the fact that I did it, because no one can take that from me. And my point in sharing that with you, think about what, you know, Don has done in his life, what I've done in my life, and you can do in your life that no one can take from you. And that's your why. That's what should motivate you. That's what should keep you going. Like I tell people, I used to get up early when I started my company. I got up early, worked late, worked on weekends, all for the same amount of money. You know how much money that was, Don?
Sometimes zero, right?
Absolutely. Instead of saying I was broke, I used to say I was financially embarrassed. Oh, my goodness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Dandy Don and I, we've really enjoyed spending this time with you. We sincerely hope we've been a blessing to you. If anything we've said sounds of interest and you'd like to know more, please go to speakerspathway.com. That's S-P-E-A-K-E-R-S, pathway, P-A-T-H-W-A-Y.com. And check us out. We would appreciate it. We'll get you next time.